the book Hebrews, part 228. I'm Professor Hannes Bredlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information about the books which I've written, especially Israel's Rapture, which is so relevant for the time that we are living in. There's information in that book that you have never seen on YouTube or read in any other books. 58 years of my life in studies and research in the subject of eschatology. And that is eschatology in its uttermost. Rapture, harpachu, for the remnant of Israel, the one third. Should you require any information about the book or just have a question or just want to share something, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Excuse me. A little breeze in the studio. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies and also our TikToks that we are doing. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to sit and study the Word. Because this is nothing else than a Bible study every morning. Hallelujah. Now we are busy with Hebrews chapter 10, but we are continuing with 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Now we are continuing where we left off yesterday morning. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Yahshua. Now I said it before, I just want to say it. I was so privileged in my life as a youngster of 12 years old to be able to sit with my father when he was busy with Bible study, and he was busy with Bible study just about every night, and I would listen to him as he was explaining to my mother certain things. Then when I was about 13, 14 years old, I sat with him when he was speaking to pastors and reverends and priests and turned their doctrine and theology upside down. Some of them left our house with tears because they were not prepared to change because of their financial status and also of their position in the church. And that's why at the age of 15 I was so privileged to repent and dedicate my life to Yahshua. So when I read this scripture in 2 Timothy 3:15, it's so relevant in my own life. And I always say how thankful I am that I never did the things that the youngsters of my time did. Yahweh kept me from that. He kept me. But this does not say that I was a little angel with white wings. No. The Word says all have sinned. Every man has sinned. And that removes you from the glory of Yahshua and the presence of Yahweh our Father. And that from a child that thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, yes, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And as the years grew on, years before I ever was near a Bible college, I could quote the scriptures and I could represent a Bible study. Because the scriptures that I grew up with, that my father used, penetrate. It became a roots, spiritual roots, in my soul's dimension. And from that, things just expand to a stage where Yahweh, in different stages of our lives, has done certain things and allowed certain things to happen, which thou hast able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith. What is the ingredient? If you bake a cake, you need a teaspoon of baking powder. You can have the best eggs and the best flour and the best of everything, but if you don't have a teaspoon of baking powder, your cake is going to be flat. It's going to look like a flapjack. It will not rise. And this is what happens in our lives, in the gift of salvation that Yahweh has given unto us. What is that? Faith. Not in our own abilities and in ourselves, but faith which is in Yahweh Shua. Hallelujah. What a privilege to know that my anchor is based upon the rock of all ages, Yahushua. He's the baking powder through faith. I said it a couple of times, I'm going to say it just once more. We believe things that was preached and teached 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, which Yahushua preached and teached, and his apostles teach and preach, and through the ages others teach and preach it. Others has lost their lives because of it, and we today teach and preach this gospel of salvation in the revelation word of Yahushua, as if it has happened on Monday. Today is Wednesday, as if it just happened on Monday. But it's more than 2,000 years ago. What makes us stand steadfast in that? It's faith. Not of which is, which you can see, and which you can smell, and which we can touch. No. But it is so strong and unbreakable as anything in this life can be. Our faith. Yahushua said to his disciples, if you have faith, you will say to this mountain, move yourself and throw yourself in the sea. Now, when I think about the scenario where that happened, Yahushua and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem to worship, and he came past a fig tree, and the word says it was not the season of the figs. So the fig tree were not supposed to have leaves and figs. And the Bible says, and Yahushua came to the fig tree, and he looked into the fig tree with expectation to see figs, and there were none. And then he cursed this fig tree. Now, why did he curse the fig tree? Because it didn't have any fruit on it. And the Bible says immediately it shrinked into itself. It became dry, like dry wood. Now, they went to the temple, spent time there in prayer, in whatever feast they had, and then they came back. And he stopped as he came to the fig tree. The fig tree was dry into its roots. And the disciples says to Yahushua, how come that thou hast asked for fruit or figs, and it is not the fig season or time for the fig tree to bear figs? Then Yahushua answered them and he said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest seed ever, you will say to that mountain, now he says to this mountain, you will say to this mountain, take yourself and remove and throw you in the sea. Now all our lives we thought when listening to this parable that there was a mountain in the backdrop. The fig tree is here, and in the backdrop there's a big mountain. Now Yahushua is pointing to the mountain. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, take the mountain, you will tell the mountain to throw itself in the sea. It's not what it was. Took me many years before Yahweh revealed it to me. First the question came to me, why would Yahushua want something on a tree that he knows does not, it was not relevant for the time of figs? Why would he expect a fig if there was no figs? He wanted it to curse the fig tree to his roots. And when he came with a purpose, so when he came back with his disciples, he said to them, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, not the mountain in a backdrop, because there was most probably no mountain there. This fig tree, which became a mountain of disbelief. If you, these disciples, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, take yourself and throw you in the sea. It's not, it's a parable. Yahushua actually said to the disciples, I want you to undo what I have done. Prof, yeah. He tested their faith. Speaking about the mountain, the fig tree. You disciples, you just came from Jerusalem with me. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can now speak life into this fig tree which is dried into the roots. The fig tree wasn't a mountain. But speak to this fig tree as if it was a mountain. Speak life into it. Speak fruit into it. Speak leaves into it. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can speak life into this fig tree. And you know what? Not one of these disciples who later became apostles and the followers that was with him could grasp what he was saying. He actually confused them by speaking about the mountain. Because if he was mentioning the fig tree, everybody would have tried to just to test his own faith to see. No, that's not what it was. Yahushua wanted them to test their own faith. Speak to this tree. Fig tree. Speak to this fig mountain. Speak to it. And today, in this 21st century, time has never changed. Yahweh, Yahushua, through the Ruach HaKodesh, is always exactly the same. And today in our lives, there might be a fig tree that became dried in our own lives with a purpose. And the purpose is to test our faith. Because it said here, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Yahushua. Our faith is not in ourselves. It's not to glorify ourselves. Our faith is in Yahushua. Who is what? He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And in this day, we need to look into our situation and see if there's a victory, a situation that Yahweh wants us to act in faith and speak life in it. Do what He called us for, and that is to proclaim the gospel of salvation in the name of Yahushua. Oh, this is a fantastic study this morning. Make it your own. Use it to the glory of Yahushua in faith. The word says, through faith which is in Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.